listener production.
Hi, and welcome to Mackay and the Whit Sunday's local news. I'm Lauren Wilson with the stories from our backyard and beyond. A partly cloudy morning, Mackay and Airlie Beach are heading for 25 degrees. Making the news today, Thursday the 8th of June, progression on the Pioneer Valley Pumped Hydro Scheme, warnings over excessive speeds being clocked on regional roads, and the rise of COVID cases again has led to some restrictions at Mackay Hospital. The Pioneer Valley Pumped Hydro Scheme is closer to becoming a reality, with the first two tenders awarded. While campaigners from Sea of Yungala claim the renewable energy scheme will kill platypus and destroy a natural wonder, a six-month drilling programme is now underway, with a family business from Mackay at the helm. Meantime, Craig Barry from Water to Wire says his team is examining the design of the project.
It's looking to make sure there's no fatal flaws in the actual concept itself, and really to make sure that we are planning around the risks and the opportunities that would exist in the project itself.
Police in Mackay and the Whit Sundays continue to catch drivers doing excessive speeds on our roads, as a safety expert says regional drivers tend to underestimate the risk of putting their foot down. High speed has been a contributing factor in almost a third of Queensland's fatalities this year, while earlier this week, a 17-year-old was allegedly caught doing 73 k's over the limit in Rural View. Professor Andrew Rakatoni-Rainey from the Queensland University of Technology says fatigue and lighter traffic means local drivers can overestimate their confidence.
There is something called optimism bias, which means that you think that you are a good driver and you are better than anyone else. So you take risk because you think that nothing could happen to you.
Rising COVID cases across the Mackay Hospital and Health Service has led to the return of some restrictions at some hospitals. The aged care facility at Claremont Multipurpose Health Service is on lockdown after a resident tested positive, while masks are to be worn in other parts of the facility, which remain open. Masks are also mandatory at Mackay Base Hospital, where sanitation measures have been scaled up in response to COVID and other respiratory viruses circulating in the community. Coralpalooza will take place in 12 countries globally, with Australia joining for the first time to plant 4,000 corals. The Great Barrier Reef Foundation and the Coral Nurture Programme, along with funds raised by school children through School for Run programmes, will plant corals in Port Douglas, Cairns and the Whit Sundays. Great Barrier Reef Foundation Managing Director Anna Marsden says leading marine scientists will take small fragments of living coral and help them to repopulate and grow into mature corals.
One of the key ways that we can help maintain the ecological function of these global wonders is replanting corals. So essentially we're helping ensure that these habitats for these precious marine species is sustained.
Let's take a look at some sport now. Team Queensland's ready to take the bull by its horns in Brisbane this weekend in round two of the Pro Bull Riding Origin Series kicking off on Saturday. The side's lineup has remained relatively unchanged following a stellar victory in round one back in April. Claremont's Aaron Clear and Calliope and Nebo's Mitchell Parton are set to return to the dirt on Saturday. And now you're up to date with what's happening in Mackay the Whit Sundays and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.